Racing Now, and Fred Hastings. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Sounds like you could do with a few strepsils, old mate.
You know, these last couple of days, I've been running on tired legs, and I've just got to pull the whip and hope I can get one more run out of my voice before I go to the paddock for a couple of days.
As we say in harness racing, pull the plugs and go for home.
Yeah, and then go to the paddock tomorrow, and hopefully... I tell you what, it feels about as tired as some of these two-year-olds out of the Golden Slipper, Fred. I'll just hopefully get through the next few hours and then be right for the middle of the week.
Yeah. All right, Simon. Well, I'll do a bit of the talking then to take a bit of the heat off for you. The week that was, we saw Lola Wiedemann land a training and driving double at Armidale last Sunday in the lead-up to today's big cup program, and I think they're taking about 20 horses to the meeting today. Solid effort. I think I read somewhere it's about a 700-kilometre round trip to take those horses, so it'll be a big effort there at Armidale and their big cup day today. Monday... it was a training and driving double to Kerri-Ann Turner. Whilst at Canberra, Katie Jenner and Angela Hedges landed doubles, and Brad and Sam Hewitt also drove doubles. Blake Fitzpatrick landed the Trotters races at Menangle on Tuesday. Mark Callaghan on Tuesday night at Newcastle. He trained and drove a treble. Big effort there by Mark, who's having a terrific season. Fast forward to Friday with a few meetings lost along the way. Friday, Wagga, four wins for Blake Jones in the bike. Big effort for Blake. Whilst at Parks, John O'Shea, three winners. Steve Turnbull trained a double and Matt Rue got a double home. Whilst last night at Menangle, Shane and Lauren Tritton trained doubles. And at Newcastle, Brad Elder a double and James Rando trained a double. And it was quite a big effort there by those folks to land multiple winners during the course of the week. Another big effort was David Thorne. He campaigned a couple of horses at Melton on Friday night. He won a race with Canardley Lover and an MO2M3, Jim Douglas, driving, and of course picked up an Oaks heat with She's All Apples, who's a Group 1 winner, won the Breeders' Challenge here in June of last year. And then, of course, David backed it up with Outrageous L winning at Menangle last night. I mentioned Brad Elder. He landed a double. And Darren, his dad, picked up a winner last night at Albion Park with Shannon's A Blast, doing a good job. The old warhorse, Shannon's A Blast, he's been around plenty of times and continues to race well. A bit of news, Michelle Tracy landed her first winner at Menangle on Monday on Lembong and Life, a horse she'll drive tomorrow at Bankstown. Quite a story, Michelle. She was well documented in a chat with Hazy on the pace on Tuesday. Michelle came to Sydney about 3 years ago while she was here holidaying. Her daughter took ill with leukaemia, so Michelle decided to base here to give her daughter Peyton the best of medical care. And while that happened, she fell in love with the horses, did a bit of work around a few stables before landing a job at Robbie Morris and Kerri-Ann Turner's establishment, where she landed all the trial drives through them and then won her first race. And the good news out of all of that is that her daughter's in remission. And Divine State, some news on it. It was the flopperoony in the Gold Crown. Well, there was a very good reason. The horse had a bacterial infection. The bloods came back. So at least... I guess, Simon, it's better to know that there was an issue with a horse rather than try and second-guess and try and figure out. The bloods have come back conclusively that Divine State's bad run was attributable to a bacterial infection.
And Frith has been retired?
Yeah, big news there. Frith, look, she's been a bonny race mare. She's competed at the highest level. She's a multiple Group 1 winner. She's just been a real super race mare, tough as teak. And you always knew if you were in a race with Frith, you were really in a race. And last run that she had in the ladyship behind a Piccadilly Princess, they had a tooth and nail struggle. It was a great race. And as a caller, you remember some of the good horses you get to call, and I've certainly got some fond memories of calling Frith, Simon.
And Friday night at Tabcorp Park, Melton, we had heats of the Oaks as well as the Sundowns Gift Trotters free-for-all.
Yeah, Petacular was impressive in winning the first of the heats, and as I mentioned, She's All Apples picked up a win for New South Wales. Jim Douglas knows what it's like to win a three-year-old major in Victoria. Of course, he won with Scandal Man in a derby for Ian Wilson going back a few seasons ago, and he'll partner She's All Apples. Quite a story, She's All Apples. Simon was trained by owner Paul Shipley. Paul was involved in it was a horrendous fall. I was calling the night it happened at Penrith. It was only a small field. It was a Breeders' Challenge Breeders' Challenge heat, and the horse got tangled up, came down, and the horse following seemed to contact Paul. And I had the 10.50s on him after the race, and he didn't move. He was very unwell, and it was field. He had some fairly significant injuries. And whilst the horse was going well, Paul wasn't, so he transferred the horse to David Thorne. And I guess the rest is history. Thorne's won a Group 1, a Group 3, and plenty of races with She's All Apples. And Paul now gets to enjoy the spoils sitting on the sidelines. I'm sure he'd rather be out there driving it, Simon, as horsemen are prone to want to do, but the best outcome is that the horse is just going well. And look, I don't know that it can be spectacular, but it'll certainly run a great race, She's All Apples. And our colleague Anthony Manton, he's got an Oaks finalist. He had an Oaks finalist in Angel in White in Sydney, and his filly is qualified for the Oaks final at Melton next week. So good luck to Anthony.
Now, Darren Hancock is about to join us on Pacing Rewind. He won the Sundon Give Trotters Free for All, the Group 3 on Thunder Road. Let's pick up the concluding stages of the feature race.
Down the back stretch, half a lap to go. Heavenly Sister, the wonder catch in the Sundon's Gift on Thunder Road. He's tough and game on the outside, but he'll need to be. He's 2 metres away, being worked upon. He's almost on terms as they head around the home turn. Blue Sky Commander's niggled out. Held up for a run, Clover Mac, but tapped up. Illawong Helios and Sunny Ruby are coming into it as they head into the straight. Leader Heavenly Sister on Thunder Road's got to dig deep. Wide out, Sunny Ruby is coming with her usual finishing burst. Heavenly Sister on Thunder Road. Sunny Ruby joining in. Heavenly Sister's out on her feet on Thunder Road. Sunny Ruby and Unkers with a late surge on Thunder Road. He's too tough. On Thunder Road has beaten Sunny Ruby.
Yes, on Thunder Road winning the free-for-all there. He'll be one of the best trotters in the country. Yeah, Freddie?
Well, look, he's definitely the best trotter in New South Wales. He's been trotter of the year in New South Wales the past couple of seasons, and he would be certainly in the top echelon of trotters in the country. He's tough as teak. And quite a story about him too, which I'll chat to Darren about, but he's won $383,000 in stakes earnings. He's a 31-time winner, and clearly the better, or the older he gets, the better he's become. And that tends to be the case with the square trotters. They really switch on and get tough and mentally tough as well. And On Thunder Road is certainly racing in gun form.
And Darren Hancock joins us now. Darren, good morning.
Yeah, good morning there.
Yeah, Darren, look, he's going gangbusters for you. I just mentioned he's already won $134,000 in stakes money, maybe a tick over that already just this season alone. But he's quite a story because he started the racing caper as a pacer.
Yeah, that's right, Fred. He came over here from New Zealand as a three-year-old maiden, and he was supposed to be a pacer. He's about as delighted. He's well-bred. I give him about four or five starts pacing. He won one race and a couple of placings. And, he'd just rather trot than pace, you know. So
you were working
him, and
Darren,
and away he went.
Yeah, you were working him at home, and he just seemed to go better as a trotter. Is that how he panned out?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even think he wanted to be a trotter, but a couple of times there I just went down the track with no hobbles on, and he just wanted to trot. And one day we worked him with a few horses there, and he wouldn't do a thing wrong. So I thought, I'll just try him as a trotter then.
Well, he won a race. It was one of those flying K 1,000-metre helter-skelter dashes at Menangle on a Monday afternoon. He won a final, I think, was worth about $5,000 or $6,000 when Harness Racing New South Wales tried that concept. And as you said, he ran a few placings, but it wasn't all that long after you got him going as a trotter that he started to race in some good races. And just looking at his record, he's won a couple of Group 1s, he's won a stack of Group 2s and about 8 or 9 Group 3s. He just obviously loves the trotting caper, prefers it.
Yeah, he does. He's an amazing horse, actually. He's got a funny gait to him, but he's a nice, smooth trotter to drive. You know, he's real different to drive, but he's a beautiful horse. He just tries, you know, and he's so tough and durable, you know. The thing with him, doesn't matter where you are, you can put him in the race, or he just likes it, you know, he's hard to get around.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's very adaptable. You can put him, you can pretty much drive him from anywhere. He's very adaptable and usually very, very well-mannered. I know he had a few runs in Melbourne where you probably would have preferred he stayed down and trotting, but he has, in the main, pretty much evolved into one of the country's best trotters.
Yeah, that's right, Freddie. A few times there early when he was a standing start, he missed away a few times. And when we had that series when the I think the Swedish driver drove him at an angle. That's what really showed me he could try it, you know, because he went around three and four deep and just kept going. But he had a few meters early with the stands. He just missed away a few times. He probably, his meters got better and better then, and away he went, you know.
Darren, a trotter's, for the uninitiated, a trotter's any harder to train than a pacer? I mean, trotting's a natural gait for them, but is there any more work that goes into a trotter as opposed to a pacer? And therefore, if so, does that give you greater satisfaction?
Yeah, I've had a few trotters over the years, but I mean, I think, you know, they're just it's a natural gait. You know, if they want to trot, they'll trot. Some hit different parts of their legs, their back legs, you know, you've got to boot them up a bit, but usually if they can trot, they can go, but I don't think there's much difference in it. You know, I think, like I said, if they're natural, they'll do it. If not, they're in trouble.
Exactly. I suppose the thing where the satisfaction comes in is that, you know, there's obviously on the calendar far many less trotters races programmed than pacers events, obviously. So when you do get a good one and you get them to fire, it must give you some great satisfaction.
Yeah, it does. I really love driving them too. You know, it's just different. It's a different ball game. You got to just balance them up a bit more. You know, you just can't throw the reins at them. Yeah, it's a lot different sort of style of racing too. You know, but New South Wales has gone ahead with the big track in Menangle, and we're getting a lot more trotting races now, and a lot more people are breeding the trotters. So it's probably going to get stronger the next few years, you know.
And a plug for the New South Wales Trotters Association. They're really getting behind the gate and trying to get people involved in making purchases of trotters necessarily opposed to pacers.
Yeah, exactly. And I think today in Melbourne there's a trotting sale, you know. I mean, the breeds are getting better. We're getting all the American breeds. So it's you know, and I've got a couple of broodmare trotters that were pretty good mares, and they raced and... Actually, I actually breed a couple of trotters, so
okay.
I don't breed any horses, so that's all right, you know.
There you go. Is he obviously he'd be your stable star at the moment?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Like he's just done a great job. He's nearly on 400,000 for a trotter, and that's pretty good for a bloody trotter in the state. And he's been good. I just got a nice little team, really.
Oh, it is a nice team. Speaking of the team, you had a nice effort with a 2-year-old last night in the Rod Fitzpatrick Drop the Hammer, ran third to Cast a Long Shadow, who's already a Group 1 winner, and I thought your horse was doing as well as anything on the line. It was only beaten just a tick over a length.
Yeah, no, he's a real nice horse. We brought him at the sales last year, and he only had the two thirds, but he's going to step up, I think. He's coming along really good. He went very good last night, I thought.
Yeah, no, I thought he did all right. He stuck to his guns and was doing certainly no worse than anything behind him or around him. He was holding his place and was probably, not that far away from the lead pair who did drift up the track. But yeah, you were beaten by a horse who's won a gold crown and now come out and won a Group 3. So clearly your horse has got some talent. And where are you heading with him? Is he Breeders' Challenge eligible?
Yeah, he's in the Australian Gold. That's next week they start.
Right,
so
yep.
That'll be the aim for him. And then I think he's in the Breeders' Challenge too. So
perfect.
Yeah, no, he's a good little racehorse too. I think he's going to measure up. Yeah.
Okay. You drove a winner for your old mate David Aiken, Medal of Honour, the old tough war horse. He sat park, but he was too good. He ran away from it at the end, Darren.
Yeah, no, he went very good. I was down in Melbourne the other day. I didn't even know I was driving. I went around and seen Aiken, and he said, "I'll put you on one on Saturday night." So I had to get there a bit earlier.
Yeah, you made the dash back up the Hume from Melton from the night before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'll be probably going back. The big trot race is on this week, so I'll go back again. So
back and forth.
Yeah, and then
we
might give Thunder Road a bit of a spell then.
Fair enough. You or the horse?
Well, both.
I must tell our listeners that when I asked Darren to come on the show last night, he said, as long as it's not at 6 o'clock in the morning, I need some sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do to get away? How do you relax away from the track, Darren? I think I know the answer based on something you said yesterday. Do you get out and throw a line out and have a bit of a fish?
Oh, we go a little bit of hunting and fishing with the boys. Yeah, I don't mind getting away, going out the bush. It's good. I do sort of things like that. It's pretty good.
But it's a full-time lifestyle, isn't it, horses? You sort of, they don't take days off as a rule, so it's pretty hard to get away, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like a job. It's a lifestyle. You always with them. So
absolutely.
It's one of them things.
Well, you've won all the big races around the country, you know, Inter Dominions and the like, and now you've got a very, very, very good trotter who's a Group 1 winner. As I said, I had a bit of a look at his record, a couple of Group 1s, a couple of Group 2s, beaten in a couple of Bill Collins as well. He's just a super horse overall, and he just delivers. He's one of those, he's like a machine, Darren. He keeps going, but I guess that's the breed a little bit too.
Yeah, exactly. The Better's Delights, they seem to do that. Paces or trotters, he's just a great sire, and he's out of a really good mare too. So I've got his full brother here now, 2-year-old. He hasn't started yet, but I do like him too. So
okay.
He's coming along pretty good.
We'll keep an eye out. Darren, really good to catch up with you. Thanks for giving me some time this morning, and best of luck with the team.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Fred.
Darren Hancock there. He's, of course, as I said, Simon won all the features, and he's got a very nice trotter. He's enjoying some success on the trotters scene now with On Thunder Road. But keep an eye out for that 2-year-old he's got, Drop the Hammer. I think it's going to get better with racing.
Good stuff, Freddie. What have we got? We've got Armidale coming up today, as you mentioned, the Carnival of Cups meeting.
Yeah, big meeting there, the Cup meeting. And as I said before, the Wiedemanns have a massive hand in that. The young club race in the twilight spot tonight, or this afternoon. Tomorrow we go racing at Bankstown and Canberra at night. Menangle and Newcastle Tuesday. Dubbo race Wednesday. Penrith looking for a change of luck. They've lost a couple of their past few meetings due to wet weather. They race Thursday. No doubt we'll have a big field size. I'm sure we'll be pretty big. Wagga and Bathurst Friday. And then on Saturday, we've got the Pink Bonnet at Group 3 for the Fillies. We'll see the Tiara winner in all probability, My Sweet Chili Filly. That was the plan anyway last week to target her for the Pink Bonnet. And Newcastle will race on Saturday night in tandem, Simon.
And I noticed Lazarus bobbed up in New Zealand the other day.
Yeah, look, he's back. It was a good effort by he and the runner-up. He's a very good horse, Lazarus, and they're back. The All-Stars team are back, and we'll look forward to seeing them winning plenty of races in the coming weeks, of course, and coming months in New Zealand before they head back across here. I dare say, aiming at the Inter Dominion.
Good stuff. I'll keep on the honey and lemon and ginger teas through the week, Freddie, and hopefully be in better shape next week for Pacing Rewind.
Our former colleague, Les Mead, he swore by warm water with ginger grated into it. I don't know that I could come at that, but if it works, Simon, it might be a good tip.
Les was the one that taught me all those years ago.
Oh, did he? Yeah,
he grated ginger.
A lot of things.
Yeah, and no, he's right, that's for sure. It's a good remedy.
Good on you. Good
I'll
on
get
you,
stuck into
you
it.
Get better, rest up, and we'll catch you later in the week.
Good on you, Fred. Fred Hastings there. Now, it's 13 minutes to 11. In just a moment, Stuart Turner will join me from Greyhound Racing, New South Wales.
Every Thursday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio, it's Chinwag with Cozzy. Sean Cosgrove chats with the characters of racing and explores their special moments. Thursday mornings, catch Chinwag with Cozzy on Sky Sports Radio.
Excuse me, mate. Does the next train stop at Wynyard?
Oh, yeah. It goes all the way to payday. Because I just came up with the goods on a 10-leg multi. Stuff the train. We're getting a limo.
Cool, man. You're good to swing by Wynyard, yeah?
With the new Check and Collect feature on your Tab app, you can now check your ticket and collect the winnings anytime, anywhere. Gotta love a public display of betting affection. Tab. We love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
So Country 2017, the hottest country tracks all on one album. Featuring the McClymonts, Adam Harvey and Chris Stapleton. 38 must-have hits from Miranda Lambert, Catherine Britt, Alan Jackson and Sam Hunt. There's Carrie Underwood and Kelsey Ballerini. All the superstars. All the hits are on So Country 2017. Available now.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Yes, welcome back. It's coming up to 10 to 11. Now, we have a meeting from Hanshin in Japan, which gets underway in just 15 minutes. We will endeavour to take those races from Hanshin. Race 1 coming up at 5 after 11. Kill O'Rourke will find us a couple of winners for Canberra from 11. After Hanshin, Armidale, the Carnival of Cups preview there with Amanda Rando. Then we'll look at the Sunshine Coast with Michael Maxworthy, Ballarat with Dean Lester. Mick Wallace at around 20 to 12 with a look at Narromine. And then Peter Ellis to find us a winner or two at Oakbank. But firstly,
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
We'll review the night of Greyhound racing at Wentworth Park. They had heats of the Golden Easter Egg on last night. Stuart Turner, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
I'm getting through it this morning, Stu. Just getting through it, mate. But how was the night at Wenty?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. 10 heats of the Golden Easter Egg last night at Wenty. Of course, the series of the year in New South Wales. Some terrific performances, Simon. None more so than the Victorian Strike a Light in the fifth heat. Now, Strike a Light, fucking 29.67 from box two. Absolutely flying second and third sectionals, and in one of the hardest heats on paper too as well. But now remember, Strike a Light won the Group 1 National Futurity at Wentworth Park earlier this year, and I think she could well do the double this year, Simon.
Let's have a listen to Strike a Light winning the fifth heat last night for trainer Brett Bravo.
Racing, Strike a Light began brilliantly. She's geared away in a hurry, but Strike a Light has got great burn. Led by two through the first corner. Lucky Chap going to second. A long gap to She's Grand Blazing Bomber Crackerjack Chalk. They'll followed by Theatre Bale and Aeroplane Bob back at the rear. Strike a Light is charging along in the lead. Lucky Chap can't hold on to her. Nine away to She's Grand Blazing Bomber running on, but it's all Strike a Light. She goes all the way. Brilliant. Strike a Light by two to Lucky Chap. Third in, She's Grand.
Yes, a Strike a Light there from box two. Stu, as you mentioned, just way too good, clocking 29.67.
Yeah, that's right. Timmy Newbold, always on the money there, and he got it right then. Absolutely brilliant run by Strike a Light. Now she's now won 4 out of 5 at Wentworth Park, Simon. So look, she obviously absolutely loves coming up here from Victoria. If she gets an inside box in the semi-finals, then look out for sure. A couple of the other impressive heat winners from last night. Nangar Bear absolutely flew home in 29.71 in heat 8 again, making light work of a really tough field in that one. And another New South Wales contender, Mac Tux, clocking 29.78. Now, Mac Tux, known for usually being absolutely lightning out of the boxes, same again last night. And look, Nangar Bear and Mac Tux, I think, both big dangers in this Saturday's semi-finals.
Racing, Aqua Cheetah got away cleanly. Tap Out Axe away quickly, and Shrieks and Falcon's Fury charging down the outside. There goes Falcon's Fury. He hit the accelerator, sprinted away to the back over Shrieks and then Tap Out Axe, Aqua Cheetah. Chief Jet Pilot followed by Alpha Demeter, then Salika Barlett at the turn of the field. Just a grand. Falcon's Fury is in full cry. A dozen in front of Shrieks, but it's all Falcon's Fury. That's a smashing performance. Falcon's Fury, brilliant. Won it by 9 to Shrixon. Aqua Cheetah, then Chief Jet.
Yeah, big win there by Falcon's Fury. Stewie there for Paul Braddon. 29.71, the overall time there. Too good for Shrixon and Aqua Cheetah.
Certainly was. Absolutely smashing performance there. And look, Falcon's Fury probably up there with Ando's Mac as New South Wales' big hope in the series. Look, he didn't let himself down there. The only question mark against him, Simon, is his box manners. He can be inconsistent sometimes early, but gee, look, recently he seems to be getting it right more often than not, and he certainly did last night. And speaking of Ando's Mac, well, he finished second in his heat behind Royal Turbo, another New South Wales contender who's really hit good form for this series. That was a decent run from Ando's Mac. He was slow out from box five, but he flew home. Remember, he's only just come back from 10 weeks out, so I think he'll be a lot stronger for that run. I think he's a big chance in the semi-finals. A good run by Ando's Mac to qualify.
So we've got the semis on next Saturday and then the final is it the 16th this year?
It is. Or rather the 15th. So these next 2 weeks are going to be absolutely fantastic. And look, I think we need to get those pay rise applications in pretty quick, Simon, because we've been going really well with our tips on the show these last couple of weeks. And our tip for the series won his heat last night. Wick Kid Warrior doing the business in another really tough heat. He came home strongly, and he's through to the semi-finals as well.
Okay, let's have a listen to Wicked Warrior winning his heat. It was heat number four.
Racing, Penny Minnelli and Wicked Warrior moderately away, and Aston Eben won the break. Barking Batters charging down the centre, and look at Big Flood right up out of wide on the track. Big Flood has gone to the lead over Barking Bad. Four to Wicked Warrior, Aston Eben, Pantera, Nera, Penny Minnelli. They'll follow by Kostin Kruger Red at the rear. Barking Bad went to the lead. Wicked Warrior looming big time. They'll follow by Big Flood. Barking Bad in front. Wicked Warrior coming. Barking Bad and Wicked Warrior. Barking Bad, Wicked Warrior. Wicked Warrior on the line. Nathan Barking Bad and third in.
Good call there from Timmy Newbold. So Wicked Warrior beating Barking Bad last night. I'm just having a look for the futures market, but it's not up at the moment. Where do you think Wicked Warrior would be in relation to, say, the early favourite, who was Ando's Mac?
Yes, look, I think before the series, he was, I think he was around about a 40-1 shot, Simon. He'll have come down from that after last night. That was a great run. And look, he's now won six of his last seven starts, so he's in absolutely brilliant form. And look, he's such a powerful greyhound as well. I think he's really benefiting from having a couple of runs over the 600 metres a few weeks ago, which really sharpened him up for this series. And look, for me, he's a big danger. I'm going to stick with him. But as well, keep an eye on a couple of the Victorians who won their heats, Uphill Jill and Shimmer Song. Both these greyhounds love coming up to New South Wales. They have great records at Wentworth Park, and they're going to be big dangers in the semi-finals as well, Simon.
So looking ahead to racing over this week, we've got the Magic Maiden semis on Wednesday.
We do. The Golden Easter Egg Carnival continues on Wednesday night with those semi-finals of the Group 3 Magic Maiden. Now, all eyes will be on Shockwave and Midnight Francis here. Both those two were highly fancied before the series, and they ran brilliantly in the heats last Wednesday night. But for me, Simon, the one to keep an eye on here is Zipping Chang, who had an absolutely mighty run to qualify as a runner-up. He had loads of trouble in his heat, but he came home superbly. Box draws for this out tomorrow, so keep an eye on the dogs.com.au for that. And on Saturday night as well, we've got the Easter Egg semi-finals, the Group 1 Association Cup heats for the stayers, and the Group 3 New Sensation heats as well. So this week is going to be absolutely fantastic.
And I noticed, Stu, that in the last 7 days, the market's gone up for the English Derby. You'd be a big follower of the English Derby, I'd assume.
That I'm going to be taking a closer eye on over the next few weeks. I must admit, all my attention has been on the Easter Egg this last week or so. But yeah, look, that's one to keep an eye on as well. And look, it certainly looks like it's going to be a big race.
Isn't that Greyhound Claire's Rocket the one that was kidnapped and then they found it? There was a ransom note or something. Did you hear that story?
It was, yeah. That was the one in Ireland. I think the circumstances around that one are a little bit shady. But, yes, look, thankfully the greyhound was recovered and look, seems to be well for that. And certainly a pretty handy greyhound and one to keep an eye on in that series for sure.
Yeah, well, that is so put Claire's Rocket up the early favourite there with Bubbly Bluebird. But that's not until the 2nd of July. So, anyway, we'll focus on the Easter Egg series and we'll keep an eye on those runners last night that won. It's only 2 weeks away, and hopefully you know, the one that you like, Wicked Warrior, can land the cash.
Yeah, that's right. But look, a couple of the other Victorians to get through as well, Simon. Big Flood and Aqua Cheetah. Now, both of those greyhounds didn't win their heats, but look, they qualified. They'll be a lot stronger for their runs, and they're both from the Jason Thompson kennel, and you know, if they're Jason Thompson greyhounds, they're going to be absolutely primed for the later stages of this series. So Big Flood as well, I think, will be a big danger in the semi-finals as well. But I'm going to stick with Wicked Warrior, Simon. Let's get off the fence. Wicked Warrior, for me, was really impressive last night, and I think he's a big chance in the semi-finals.
No, good on you, Stu. So thedogs.com.au is where to go for all of the info.
Yeah, that's right. As I said, the box draw will be out tomorrow. Fields and form from then, so you can have loads of fun this week picking your winners for the semi-finals. Thedogs.com.au, your website for all the information.
It's good to talk to you, Stu. Thanks very much for your input. I'll catch you next Sunday.
You certainly will, mate. You have a great week. Take care.
It's 1 minute to 11. Shortly, Kel O'Rourke will join us to find us a couple at Canberra.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio has every angle of the Sydney Autumn Carnival covered. From midday, the National Racing Service has the calls, interviews and tab market movers. Get the right money trail every race day with Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
At Bingley, for limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging and the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast.